we can let our hair down and go after hours.
I have a feeling this is the one you really like.
I cannot hide from you. Do you have a particular story from the road?
Those are always fun.
Stories, true stories from out on the tour.
We have like every day was kind of an adventure.
We went to the Edgar Cayce Library, which was interesting.
In Virginia Beach. Have you? I don't know if you know.
I think he's the
first
psychic.
American prophet, they call him. Yes, but yeah.
Holistic medicine.
Yes. Holistic first person medicine. To speak about Atlantis. He was the first one. He's the first one that dreamed and told continuous, stories about Atlantis, and said a lot of us had been reincarnated from Atlantis, and said, it was the first person to say you need, 30 lifetimes to get to. I was like, oh my God. But what was amazing about that center, which I had always read all his biographies and books, I've been a fan of his for a long time, was that they have all the psychic readings cataloged in the library, and it's incredible. You could live there for a year in that library, and everything from health to predicted World War II and everything in there. I mean, just very amazing. That was a big deal. I'd wanted to do that for a long time.
And where was that?
Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach.
All these little towns that we wouldn't normally get to see that's you get to do on tour. It's pretty cool. Yeah. We took a little detour to go there, but it was worth it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my God! I forget about Salem.
Okay, I want to hear the Salem story.
I don't know. There are a lot of stories. I don't know. People were a little. I didn't want to say anything bad. Huh? Well, the hotel was haunted. And I think it definitely was haunted. They had a history of it being haunted. It was certain floors. It was
the third
and sixth floor. But I swear, you could just hear footsteps and creaks it really was haunted. There was, and the whole time we were there, it was very cold and dark and rainy. And it was very, it was an experience. And then we went to the Salem Witch Museum, which I had actually been to when I was very little.
Really?
And I remember it made an effect on me. And they do a whole, was it a diorama where they do replicas of the scenes from all the witch trials, and they put the lights on and they make it, I don't know. It sounds like it's narrated by Vincent Price or something, and it's very scary. That was a lot of fun.
So Salem, even with the weather, Salem put on a good show for you.
It put on a good show. Yes. And just we ran into some characters. So I don't know. I'll always remember Salem for sure. Yeah.
Rick Rock and I, we found the oldest candy maker in America. They'd been making candy in that particular spot, which was right across the street from the Salem port, the original port from 1625 or 1640. And that's where we got our little candies from. It's the oldest. Well, it has a specific name. I can't remember the exact name. But
what kind of candy?
It was molasses.
Like
molasses sticks.
And little lemon drop kind of things that they'd been making since the 17th century in that exact place.
Yeah, same.
And they still had the candy presses, the original candy presses. I don't think they were making the candy presses still, but they said it was, same recipe and the same process. And
wow.
It's a really interesting place.
And how'd it taste?
It was great.
Yeah.
I bought a bunch and gave it away as gifts for Christmas.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. It was a big hit.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Well, I understand you're going to do another song for us.
Yes.
You are prepared to do one that's particularly great for after hours.
Yes, it's a little more moonlighty. It's called Miss Moonlight.
Miss Moonlight, Malaya McGinnis.
Miss Moonlight, dazzling the spotlight, dancing in the heavens. Hey there, Miss Moonlight. castle building in the air. Bright places shine on faces. You can do anything. You can do anything. All you need.
Was amazing. It was so beautiful. You know, hearing you guys play live, I gotta say, anybody out there who has a chance to come and hear Malaya McGinnis live, you gotta do it. You gotta come out and hear him do it for real.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being part of the show.
Thank you so much for having us. We had a great time. We really did.